this guy that's been charged with a hate crime for vandalizing the satanic temple display in Iowa. Michael Cassidy is his name. On December the 14th, as they had Christmas displays and stuff in the Iowa State Capitol, you had this group the satanic temple is not about the free exercise of religion. They're about suppressing the free exercise of religion, specifically Christianity. And so they asked for and got permission to set up this this mockery in the Iowa State Capitol. He went there. He wasn't didn't live in Iowa, but he traveled to Iowa, and he destroyed it. And now he has been charged with a felony. He defended his actions by saying Satan is real, and we should not tolerate him in our midst. You see, the people with a satanic temple don't believe, they say, that Satan is real. And they're doing this simply as anti-Christian trolls. But it's more than just coming after Christianity. They're actually trolling the free exercise of religion. They're trying to get it shut down. These people don't have a religion. They don't believe any of this stuff, and they admit it. And I've said when I talked about this in the past, I said, I'm not in favor of having to pass some kind of a religious litmus test, as they were doing to everybody when people said, I've got a religious reason that I don't want to take these vaccines. Oh, really? Well, let me quiz you. And they even put out, and I reported it at the time, you know, well, we can trip them up this way. They say they don't want to take a drug that has been contaminated by testing it on aborted babies. Well, aspirin is like that. It's like, no, it isn't. Aspirin has been around for forever, you know, willow bark and things like that. And even in the formulation that we take it, they've used in recent years, they've done some tests that had aborted babies. That's not the basis of why we have that. But they were actually, the point is that they were actually sending out little scripts to people and say, when they say this, you say that, and you try to trip them up and confuse them or try to expose them, pretend that they are frauds. That's not what is happening with the Satanic Temple. The Satanic Temple is a fraud, and they publicly admit it. This is, I don't want to see some kind of an inquisition where we test people on the, you know, we've done this in Western civilization, and we learned a lesson once upon a time, that we don't want to have an inquisition where we test people's religious beliefs or where we disregard them even if they're sincere because we disagree with their religious beliefs. That's not what this is about. These people are trying to shut down other people's free expression of religion. They want freedom from religion. And so from just a, even from a non-spiritual, non-Christian standpoint, they should have never been allowed to put that up. And it is weakness, weakness on the part of these politicians who stood in support of it, essentially pretending that they are in favor of free speech and free exercise of religion when it's exactly, well, they're supporting the people who are trying to destroy that. And so as they were putting up, you had a state representative there in Iowa, John Dunwell, a guy who is also an ordained minister and a pastor. And this is the problem with the church, that we have people like this who are ordained ministers and pastors who have no discernment and no backbone and are so afraid to criticize something. Oh, don't, you know, because I want to get reelected or because I don't want people to call me hateful or bigoted or something. I'm not going to tell the truth about this stuff to people. And I don't really have any real beliefs that I need to defend. I don't have any problem saying that, evil is good, and good is evil. That's what this guy was essentially doing. He says, it's not really that radical. He says, I don't want the government dictating, approving, or regulating religious expression. It's not a religious expression for these people. They don't believe any of this stuff. You are not interfering with their free exercise of religion because they don't believe it. This is just a way for them to control people who do. He said, I would rather have an evil, blasphemous display or no display at all than to have the state dictate what they think is appropriate. Well, as much as I dislike the government, it is not the greatest evil that we face. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers that are evil, that are above that and behind that. It's amazing for me to see an ordained Christian minister say, well, I don't care if it's evil and blasphemous. I just don't want the government telling me what to do. That's where we are now. That's where we are. Isn't that crazy? And so he struck that down. And they said TST is classified as a religion and is therefore tax exempt. So they're gaming that system as well. Although the members do not believe in the supernatural and they don't believe in Satan. Yeah, they.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.